saksad haritena samasta shastrai ruktas tatha bhavataye vasadhi kintu prabharja priyaye vatasya bande gurasri charanarvindam vancha kalpatarubhasya kripa sindhu bhaye bacha patitanang pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah शंकर सनकारन तय साये गर्भदशाये चपय भिषाये शेषस्य जसांश कला सनितानंदखरामो शरणं ममस्तु नमस्ते तु हलग्राम नमस्ते मुसलायुध नमस्ते रेवतीकांत नमस्ते भक्तवत्सल नमस्ते बलिनां श्रेष्ठ नमस्ते धरणीधर प्रलम्बारे नमस्ते त्राहि मां कृष्ण पूर्वज नमः महाबदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिशे नमः भूजे सव्य बेनु शिरसि शिखि बिच्छा कोटितटे दुकुलां नेत्रांते सहचर कटाक्षं विदधत सदा श्रीमद् वृंदावन बसति लीला परिचय जगन्नाथ स्वामी नयन पथगामी भवतु मे तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कंत राधा कंत नमस्ते স্থিতিতে বন্দে নন্দ ব্রজ স্ত্রী নাম পাদরে অভিক্ষ্ণস যাসাম হরিকথদ গীতম পুনাতি ভুবনত্রয়ম ভক্তাবিহীন অপরাধলক্ষ্যৈ ক্ষিপ্তাশ্চ কামাদি তরঙ্গ মধ্যে কৃপাময়ী ত্বাং শরণং প্রপন্না বৃন্দে নমস্তে চরণারবিন্দ ইতো নৃসিংহ পরতো নৃসিংহ যতো যতো যামি ততো নৃসিংহ বহির্নৃসিংহ হৃদয়ে নৃসিংহ নৃসিংহমাদি শরণং প্রপদ্যে শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রীয়দ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রীবাসর গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ হরে কৃষ্ণ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম হরে রাম 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 হরে ফার্স্ট অফ অল আই পে মাই ইনভারেবল প্রস্ট্রেটেড হাম্বল অবিসান্সেস the lotus feet of my most revered Gurudeva, Nityalila Pravishtom Vishnupa, Ashtrattar Shatasi Simad, Bhakti Daita Madhava Goswami Maharaj, the absolute counterpart of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, and His grace incarnate. I pray for His causeless mercy to bestow me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His personal associates to purify my mind and to get one-pointed exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my innumerable prostrated humble obeisances to the lotus feet of the most revered Shiksha Gurus and pray for their causeless mercy to give me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His entourage, to purify my mind and to get exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my due respect to all who are present here in the meeting of Varna Vaishnav Association. And I pay my due respect to all who are present here also. I never thought that I shall have the opportunity to participate in the Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha Varna Vaishnava Conference at Vienna. You say Vien, W-E-I-N, Vien. Our English word is Vienna, capital of Austria. I had been to that place several times. Ambarish Prabhu is there? No. In the Radha Govinda temple? I don't know. At that time he was there.
Now he is Muni Maharaj.
Now he is Muni Maharaj.
At that time he was Krishnadas.
Oh. But our...
Now he is Muni Maharaj.
Our revered Bhakti Vaibhav Puri Goswami Maharaj used to say, he is Ambarish. He is serving. Always he is engaged in service. So he is actually Ambarish, like that. He used to say. So I have remembered that. Now actually his name is?
He was Krishnadas, now Muni Maharaj.
Now Muni Maharaj. Now I have got this opportunity to participate in the Vishnu Sabrasabha Association at Vienna, but I have got the difficulty. I heard that their state language is Germanic. Our Paramahansa Maharaj's mother tongue is Germanic. For that reason, I have got no hold over Germany. I heard the Austrians' state language is German. East Prussia kind Dutch. I cannot speak German language. That is difficult. Danke schön. Thank you. Some words I can say. I shall try to speak in English. I have got little hold over English. I find difficulty to express my thoughts. They are intricate philosophical thoughts. In India, actually, of the devotional school of thought, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu school of thought, very difficult to express those thoughts in a foreign tongue. Very difficult. Yet I shall try to speak something. This Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha, as I heard from our Guru Bhargava, first it was started by initially Rup Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, etc. And after that, Bhaktivinoda Thakur in 1985 in Calcutta. Our most revered Param Gurudev, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, re-established this in, I think, 5th February 1919. And now our God brother, you may say, whose birthplace is in Germany, Jivat Srimad Bhaktalok Paramadvaita Maharaj, he has taken the initiative of starting this. Actually, I have got this difficulty, I have got some sort of physical difficulty now. And doctors there advised me to undertake journey to long distance. Always remain, you should remain actually in rest and don't speak much like that. But I have to speak when I go, at least 1 hour. What can be done? It's impossible to speak within a few words. Vishwa Vaishnava Raj Sabha. What does it mean? Vishnu and Vaishnava. Vishnu is Supreme Lord. Jayadam Vishnu Vyapnati Iti Vishnu. In Sanskrit it is said. One who is extended in the whole universe, pervading the whole universe, he is called Vishnu, Supreme Lord. And those who are coming from him, who are from him, of him and in him, they are all Vaishnavas. There is nothing in this world except Vaishnavas. Actually, Vishnu is there and Vishnu's own persons are there. We have forgotten that relation. We give all these geographical, so-called geographical and worldly denotation, designation. Actually, all the living, whether they understand or not, they belong to Vishnu. Yatubha imani bhutani jayante, yena jatani jivanti, yat pajanti avishang vishanti, tad vijagyata deva brahma, saithirupadishya. Only what is that saying? It is in the scripture. All the living beings are coming from Brahma and are maintained by Brahma, in Brahma and by Brahma. They should remain for Brahma, para Brahma. Brahma hi pratishtaham. In Gita it is said, para Brahma. Not impersonal, formless Brahma. The ultimate reality has got form. If there is no form, we cannot see form in this world. If the cause is formless, where from forms have come? These forms are non-eternal. But Supreme Lord form is eternal. Puna Satchidananda, Ishvara Paramakrishna Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadiradi Govinda Sarvakarna Karanam. Now we have said Vishnu, now we are saying Krishna. What is this? Vishnu, what the meaning of Vishnu I already have heard. Vishnu is Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord cannot be many. Supreme Lord, Absolute is one. There can be anything outside Absolute, infinite. If you say this what is outside, then infinite will lose its position. Infinite cannot be more than one. Infinite is one. Supreme Lord. He is Vishnu. But there are many manifestations of Vishnu. Difficult for us to understand. Ontologically, they are one. But in their pastimes, there are differences. Vishnu, Narayan Vishnu, Supreme Lord, as we have heard, he has explained this, our Param Pujya Swami Maharaj, that Bhagavan, Bhagavan means one who possesses opulences. Bhagavan's opulences, infinite opulences. Primarily sixfold opulences. Primarily. Bhagavan, Bhagavan's opulence. Shakti, potency. One who possesses Shakti, infinite potency. He is called Bhagavan. And mainly sixfold populances. Totality of Aishwarya, Samagrasya, Virya, Dharasya, Jnana, Vairagya, Dvasannang, Bhagavitingara. Totality of wealth, totality of power, Samagrasya, Virya, Jasa, fame, beauty, knowledge, and renunciation. But by mixture, by permutation, combination, it will be infinite. Those who know mathematics, infinite. Infinite potency. Mainly sixfold potency. He is Vishnu. Now, all the jivas, all the living beings, they have come from him. Were they? Who? They belong to Vishnu. All the different forms of the pastimes of Vishnu, or the ultimate reality Krishna. You can serve Vishnu with only Shanta, Dasya and Sakya, half, majestic aspect, not more than that. Narayan, and you can get more in Ramchandra, but restricted by their ethical principles. That plane is also restricted. And after that, Dargad is Krishna. Bhajandandan Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. After, in the quintessence of scriptures, in Srimad Bhagavatam, by writing Bhagavat, Veda Vyasmuni, got eternal peace, eternal bliss. But he wrote so many books. He expanded Vedas. And he wrote Vedanta. He wrote at 18 Puranas. He wrote Mahabharata, Gita. But he could not get bliss. Know it. Always we are hearing about this. And he took shelter to his guru. His guru, Narada Goswami. And he went to Badrinarayan. That place is recorded. That is not done by Gaudiya Math. Everybody is going there. Badrinarayan temple, 1,000 feet up. I was there once with Gurudev. Gurudev held discourses on Srimad Bhagavatam, and we seven or six sat there and heard Bhagavatam. Sambhaprasastram. There Narada Goswami said, whatever you did not for their actual benefit. You have given non-material things, dharmartha kam. Material piety, by which they can get material, non-eternal benefits in this world and the higher worlds. And for getting money, non eternal things. And to her fulfillment of desires. Now I have given arrangement for liberation, salvation. That you did more harm to the human beings, deprived them totally from Krishna Prem. It is serious often. You have given impetus to them. You have not sung the glories of Krishna, who is original Bhagavan, with all relations you can serve Krishna, not any other one. Bhajandanandan Krishna. Jitam Shakura Pusha Krishna to Bhagavan Shayan. He is the original Bhagavan and all Bhagavan are coming out of him. For that reason, even you will find in the scriptures, in Padma Puran, Ramchandra is Vishnu, Vishnu is Vishnu, and Varaha is Vishnu. Varaha means both Bhagavan. All these are Vishnu, but there it is written, Rama Rame Ti Rame Ti Rame Rame Mano Rame, Sahasana Vithullam Rama Nama Paranya. Thrice he is uttering, Ram, Ram, Ram. If you do 1,000 times Vishnu Ram, then by doing one, by uttering one Ram Nam, you will get the benefit of 1,000 Vishnu Nam. And our Rupa Goswami explained this. Paravast. Ram, Nishingan, Krishna, Paravast. They have got 60 main qualities, but extremely full-fledged manifestation. Ram, Nishinga and Krishna. But by uttering Ram, once you utter Ram, you will get the benefit of uttering Vishnu, 1,000 Vishnu. But about Krishna, Svasanamnanam punnanam tidabhijat phalam. Egamitta Vishnasanamagam tatpadachya. Brahmanda Purana. If you 3 times 1,000, 3,000, Vishnam is equal to 1 Krishna. If Krishnam is superior to Ramnam, the highest thing. Even if you are fortunate, in this Kali Yuga, it is black age in this very Kali Yuga, where everything is disturbed now. All vices are spread apart throughout the whole world. And clashing, everything due to Kali. But in this Kali Yuga, Nandanandan Sri Krishna appeared, taking the form and complexion of Radharani. In this Kali Yuga, in Brahma's one day, you are so fortunate. In Krishna Lila, previous to that, Krishna had his best friends, his own personal associates, but did not give it to anybody. Just after that, in this Kali Yuga, he appeared as Gauranga. Baladev Nityananda. With the desire to give this prem to all, to give this prem, very deeply think about this. Vishva Vaishnava Rasava, what is that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this very Kali Yuga. It is all pervading, all accommodating, all embracing, full pleasure. He gave all, irrespective of caste, creed and religion, irrespective of beasts, birds and humanity. When he was going through the jungle of between Bihar, towards Vrindavan Dham, Jharikhanda, uttering the name Krishna, 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 Rakhavam, with great affection for the, all the conditioned souls of the world, those who are suffering in this world. But then, by hearing that Krishna, there is a transcendental sound, Krishna, that love is there with Krishna of every living being. It is not to be borrowed to for somebody else. Every living being in the soul, they have got the love for Krishna. But it is now in bhav. Due to the misuse of their native independence, they become averse and then blocked by the illicit energy of three primeval qualities, Raja, Sattva, Tama. Rajagun birth, Sattvagun Vaishattvagun is maintained for some time and Tamagun destroyed. We are passing through cycles of births and deaths, 80 lakhs of species. We are forgetting it. And he appeared. I have to give you your own necessary requirement. You require bliss. Your Atma is now enveloped. And he has awakened. An awakened soul can awaken others. All are sleeping. Who will awake? All are sleeping. One person, awakened person, can awaken in numerous millions, like that. Supreme Lord appeared as devotee, highest devotee, Radharani, and with great separation grief, was uttering Krishna, 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 Rakhava, Krishna, 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 Bahiman. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahiman. And all the jungle beasts they are hearing, and they touch their soul, and the soul awaken. And lion is not killing the deer. Deer has got no fear with gold. Go with lion. They are kissing. Because the eternal letter of the real souls has been awakened. Who did this? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vishwa Vaishnava Rasava, including all the beasts and birds, all are Vaishnava. Because in Gita, you generally, all the people, outside people, they give importance to Gita. Alright? In Gita, what it is, what Krishna has said. This body, have got any hold over my body? What he has said? This body is the outcome of the opera potency. Khiti of tez murubvam man buddhi ankar. Khiti of tez murubvam. Earth, water, earth. Fire, air, sky, these elements, five elements, the body. This body is the outcome of the material energy. Whose energy? Supreme Lord. The product of the material energy will be the owner. I have got to hold over my own body. Body belongs to Krishna. And the subtle body, mind, intelligence, permanent ego, that subtle body, astral body, that also is the outcome of the upper operations. That also belongs to Krishna. I am to engage my sense organs ability for the service of Krishna. Mind, intelligence, everything for Him. There should not be any material ego. What is the definition of bhakti? What is the definition of bhakti? Always we hear it. But whether you deeply think it or not. Sarvapadi virir muktam tat parattara nirmalam. Ishikasevanam bhakti vichyate. Ishikena ishikasevanam bhakti vichyate. Sarvapadi virir muktam condition. There cannot be any bhakti with false material ego. No bhakti. It is not bhakti. Absolutely karma. Either vice or this worldly piety may do for getting non-eternal benefit. By this material ego you cannot go. Sarvapadi vinir muktam, nirmuktam, vinir muktam. There should not be any trace of it. Vinir muktam, by using word muktam, he is not satisfied. Nirmuktam, fully, completely free, liberated from this material ego. Vinir muktam, totally. There should not be any trace of it. There be any trace of material ego, then material ego can do material works. He cannot go to Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is transcendental. Absolute existence, absolute knowledge, absolute bliss, transcendental power. It is not material power. Our real self is also transcendental, but minutest particle, coming from Supreme Lord. You should give up all false ego. What you are finding in this world, whole world is burning in the furnace of fighting, clashing. Everywhere, because material ego, false interest, that find it. Day by day it is increasing. In this Kali Yuga. But if we take absolute surrender to Gauranga Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu, they have come with that intention to rescue us. But you should take shelter to them. His grace will come in the surrendered soul. Those who have got vanity, why he will come? Take absolute shelter. I am not of this world. Give up all material egos and become sacred, holy. I think I am of Krishna. I am of Krishna, sarvapadi vinim tat parattara nirmalam. Haris tat means beyond the comprehension of material sense organs and mind and intelligence. Whatever you comprehend with the material sense organs is all non-eternal. If there is an eternal entity, it should be beyond the comprehension of the material sense organs of the material body, and astral body, mind and intelligence. By that you cannot go. By challenging mood. It's unchallengeable truth. You have to take absolute shelter to it. After taking shelter, you say whether you have got benefit or not. Whatever you are doing in this world, what benefit you are getting? You have got birth, this body has got birth and death. Threefold afflictions. Always, now you are vividly it is shown, vividly. Don't delay. You have got this human birth. Only God has given you the scope to worship. And you are misusing this time, spoiling whole time, nothing. all these original and unholy things. Why? If I die, next life shall become again human being. Is there any guarantee? Why? So immediately you should start Purnam Jate Munamurti Javan. Before the death, you should try it. Immediately. Just now, then you will get benefit, and whomever person will come at your contact, he will be benefited. Practically, you have to do something. By theoretical words, you will get actual benefit. Practical, there should be practice. Example is better than precept. We are advising, I am advising, but I have got no practical life. A practical life, a practical person can do a benefit to others. Otherwise not. So here, Vishwa Vaishnava Rashtrava, who is outside it, tell me. Now, Krishna is Supreme Lord, original Supreme Lord. If you want to serve Krishna in neutral, mellow, you say mellow, rosh, neutral, you can do it. You want to serve Krishna as master servant, and there is sweetness in the service of Krishna, master servant. Like that you will not find in Narayan and Ramchandra. Sweetness. Even the servants of Krishna, if Krishna makes some trouble, they give a slap. But Hanuman cannot give it. So sweet. And parental affection. You want to serve him as son, and you can serve as parents. More attachment you will have. As much attachment you will have for Krishna, even a glimpse, a tinge of touch of Krishna, it is there, his everything will be fulfilled. He will have no attraction to this world. What is this world? This is hell. This world, no. Even a tinge. I have not tasted that even a tinge. By the foods, it's very good. They are running after this money, running after this name and fame, all these things. Yesterday, we spoke on Raghunath Goswami. Yesterday. He was afraid of respect and regard, all these things for getting from other name and fame. He ordered Abhiraj Goswami, don't write anything. I don't want this. Raghunath Goswami. We are running after this. This condition shows you, if they give us respect, what is the value? Where they are? We have to see our Guru Varga, preceptual channel. This knowledge is coming through preceptual channel. Sampradaya Vijnaji Mantra Astri Svalamata. Sadhana Prasiddhati Kotikalpa Sathya Rupi. The Kolohu Chattara Sampradayana. Sri Brahma Rudrasana ka Vaishnava Kiti Pavan. Sampradaya does not mean sectarianism. In Indians they make mistake. They think Sampradaya means narrowness. No, Sampradaya, what is the etymological meaning? What is the etymological meaning? Sampradaya. Sampradaya. The knowledge, absolute knowledge, which has been completely destroyed completely bestowed sampradaya through the right perceptual and bona fide perceptual coming from Supreme Lord. Therefore, our Param Gurudev to teach us this always while delivering his sermons, he used to take absolute shelter to Guru Parampara succession, Guru succession, Guru Parampara, total. After that, it will come from there through the process of dissension, not through assumption. Sampradaya, sampradaya, completely bestowed through a right perceptual channel, that is Sri Brahma Rudra Sanat. And in the, we generally say, Ramanuj, Sri Madhyacharya, Brahma Madhya, Sri Madhyacharya, Vishnu Swami Nimbadi. The coming, but the channel should be right channel, not theoretical channel, but practical person. If one is competent to get a real guru, real guru will come, Supreme Lord will come as real guru to him. Don't blame him. We do not want him. We pray to Lord. We come to the temple, we pray to Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us, say from the heart, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, va jagadish, kaame. Mo janma ni janma se bhodas bhakti vahit gita. Say from the heart, whether I am fulfilling your desire or not. Say, I don't want wealth. Not from the mouth, from the heart. Say, na dharam, I don't want white children. Can you say? Oh, some money is necessary. There's weakness inside. Oh, you don't want me. If you get me, I am the complete reality. You will get the complete everything. A son of a king, forgetting his father, he is moving on the road like a mendicant and asking for, begging. Are your father is king, you are doing this, he is taken to king, that, will that be a difficulty? If he belong to Krishna, will there be a difficulty? We say only, we have got to believe. Only say, only by words. Say from the heart, I don't want money. Money is subservient to him. He is actually sustaining, maintaining the infinite Brahmanda, everything. Not these human beings are we can sustain and maintain ourselves. Sarnagati. What is Sarnagati? He will protect us. He will sustain us. He will maintain us. If there is no basis of devotional spiritual culture, how we will get it? For that reason, time is passing. That person is bad. That person is bad. By saying this, what benefit you will get? All the conditioned souls are with who, with qualities and disqualifications, demerits and merits. I shall see their merits, good qualities, and see my own defects. Then I shall be rectified and my mind will be disturbed. I always see others' defects and I am the best person. I shall go to hell. I shall commit offense to Vaishnavas. What are the living beings? This is not the way. na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim kavitam bhajavan. I do not want. I do not want erudition, learning, worldly learning. I do not want or emancipation, salvation. I want to serve you, cause a liberation to you. One point is cause a liberation, nothing else. I shall immediately give you. Say from the heart. You are afraid. Oh, something is there. Weakness is there in the heart. If I am not benefiting this welfare, if I have not got benefit, how shall I give benefit to others? And this Vishva Vishnu Raj Sava, all the living beings, not only human beings, actually they are all Vaishnavas. As you will find by Rupa Goswami, he has written, iti saddha ho saddha bhavasa sadhana vila, nitya bhavasa prakatra saddha hidi saddha. Saddha, object is bhava bhakti, bhava bhakti, an intense love for Krishna, that we can get by engaging our sense organs with the real ego, I am of him. That real ego should be there. And we are given the sense of organs. It is called sadhana bhakti. Whatever you have got, karmendra, ganendra, all this, you have to engage in the service. Nitya bhavasya pragatam sadhi sadhata. It is there. This bhakti is there within the soul. Magnet and iron is there. What is the nature of magnet? To attract the iron? Is not it? Natural. What is the nature of iron? When it comes near magnet, attracted. That is. But if the iron is there and magnet is also there, magnet is not attracting, iron is not attracting, oh, their nature is not correct. They do not attract. This magnet does not attract and they are not attracting. No. There are dirts where iron rust. You have to remove that rust. Then iron will run towards magnet. And magnet will attract. Like that. All attracting principle is Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is like a magnet. Sri Krishna is there, there are cars on the earth. But actual innate in the nature of the soul to love Krishna, innate, it is not to be taken, bestowed or in borrowed from somebody else. It is there, you are awakening it. Prakatra hiti saddhata. How those who have awakened their soul, you have to contact with them, you have to serve them. Then that will have effect on your soul, and soul will be awakened. Then awakened, then they understand, I am of Vishnu, I am of Krishna, and all are connected with Krishna. Then you will have love for all. Love for Krishna and love for all. Then actual success of Vishnu Vishnu Rashtrava will get. For that reason, Vishnu Vishnu Raj Sabha, I am in my misfortune, I have been deprived. Twice I had been to Berlin and stayed in the mot of Paramaditya Maharaj. I am indebted to him. There the devotees helped him. But after that, it is not the desire of Krishna. You should not move. You have got a heart defect like this. So now they say you should remain here and you should speak through video conference. But I have some difficulty of language. Sometimes I do not find appropriate words to speak. That is the difficulty. I am searching what is there. And if at my back is there, Paramahansa Maharaj or something like that, then appropriate words I can get. Some words in India, you will not find corresponding words. No. Religion, dharma, not exactly the same. Philosophy, darshan, are not the same. Transcendental, even transcendental word is not the same. Aprakrita. Aprakrita means there is no connection with this word. Incarnation word is there also, which is used also for the conditioned souls. So all these difficulties are there. I have in writing the Dashavatar, I say that you should use these words. You should introduce these words in your language. Otherwise, it will be difficult to make them understand. Avatar, avatar, avatirna, descend me, like that.
The Pandavas and the Kauravas, they were meeting when the Gandharvas, they had defeated the Kauravas. Then Yudhisthira was asking, Bhima, please go and free the Kauravas. But Bhima did not like that idea. Then Yudhisthira, he told to Bhima, when we are attacked, we are still 105. So my question is, how to convince all the Vaishnavas?
Yes.
That we have to come together to defend the interests of Lord Chaitanya. Just like Yudhisthira convinced Bhima. And then he went and he freed all the Kauravas from the Gandharvas. That is my question.
Now you see, this is special Kali Yuga. This Kali Yuga is special. 28 about 71 ages of Satyatreta Dapar Kali. This is 28 years. And in the 28 years, in Dapar Yuga, Krishna appeared. And at that time, he made these pastimes. But in Kali Yuga, you have got the opportunity of bringing all into one platform. It has been changed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Lord, wants that what I have given to the personal associates in Vrindavan, that should be given to all in this Kali Yuga, and you are born in that Kali Yuga. So you should take this opportunity. We all should take this opportunity. Next Kali Yuga you will not get this. After a long time, almost one day, there is a difference.
This is how to convince Vaishnavas that we should work for the common interest.
how to convince by the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings that you love Krishna and you will get it. And I have given this word that you do Harinam. Cheta Darpana Marjanam Bhavamadabhag Nirbhavanam Sraya Koyva Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadu Jeevanam Anandam Budhi Bhardhanam Padgavadam Purinamrita Ashwadhanam Sarvatna Snapanam Param Vijayata Sikita Sankita. Easiest way to do it by holding the soldiers of Swarup Damodar Iyer on the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said with happiness. In Kali Yuga it is so easy. The highest prem they can get by from Sankirtan, and under Sankirtan all can unite. It is your caste, creed and religion, everything. In that way. So you have to take this advantage now. We are lucky. We were born in this Kali Yuga. So lucky. You should think it deeply. Now whether they will perform Sankirtan because their function or we will perform. Function of Vienna.
Yes, we will start kirtan there. Okay. Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai.